So today, as we move into Advent, I'd like to tell you a little story to get us started. A long time ago, in a world far, far away, three wise men from the east saw a star in the sky foretelling the birth of a newborn king, a birth of a child whose life would change history forever, and the hope of all mankind. So these wise men journeyed far and wide following this star until it came to rest above the head of the babe born in the manger, Jesus of Nazareth, where they fell prostrate before him and paid him homage, brought him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, hailing him the King of the Jews and the salvation of all mankind. Filled with awe and wonder, these wise men went back to their homes transformed by this journey, never to be the same again. And today, on this first Sunday of Advent, we too begin a sacred journey, following that same star that led the wise men from afar to the Christ child, searching, hoping, believing, waiting to meet this Christ King, waiting for our lives to be transformed anew. So today, as we start this Advent journey, I'd invite you to join with me in watching this short video clip as we remind ourselves what this journey is all about. Our scripture this morning is one of the most famous prophecies about the Christ child that's found in scripture. And it's indeed filled with great hope. And it's a reminder of God's promise to us that one day he'll mend up all our wounds and heal our broken hearts and bring us into the joy of God's kingdom. Hear God's word for us today from Isaiah 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as a people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end, and he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I find Advent to be a very underappreciated time of the year. It doesn't have the same allure as Christmas. It lacks the drama of Easter morning. It has none of the warm feelings and delicious food that we get on Thanksgiving Day. To many, it ranks right up there with, let's say, Groundhog Day or the winter solstice, something we don't give much thought about and we just anxiously skip over, waiting to get to bigger and better things. Maybe Advent has fallen into disregard because we've become such an impatient people. We don't like waiting, and that's what Advent is all about. We demand two-day shipping. We hate standing in line. We keep searching out faster and faster technology. And yet Advent is still such an important part of the Christian walk. It's the 4 weeks we find before Christmas, where we intentionally dwell on this waiting, where we intentionally think about the fact that the world is not how God has intended it to be. It's been observed since Christians as early as the 5th century, It's traditionally followed with a time of fasting and prayer as we await our coming King. And it reminds us not only of the joy that we get on Christmas morning by celebrating the birth of the baby Christ, but it also reminds us of the hope that we have that one day Christ will come again and finish that work he started so many years ago. So much of our life is spent waiting. Waiting in traffic, waiting for the doctor to call, waiting to meet Mr. or Mrs. Wright. And in our Christian walk, we wait as well. We wait to hear God's voice. We wait for his direction. We wait for his healing to finally come. There's something sacred about this waiting, about depending on God, trusting in his good promises, believing that without a shadow of a doubt, that one day Jesus will come again and finish this work he started so many years ago. Even if the world around us isn't perfect, we know that one day it will be. Advent celebrates this waiting, of putting aside our need for instant gratification and embracing that longing we feel for wholeness, for completion, for God's love to reign here on earth. At Advent, we recognize that our hearts do long for something better, a new creation to be revealed. Or as the carol says, that one day all our hopes and fears of all the years will be met in thee tonight. Advent is a time where we embrace being in between, having already received God's promise, but not seeing it made complete yet. It's a time where we recognize that we are on a journey together. We name that longing in our heart. You might have heard the saying before that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. That's what we recognize during Advent. We embrace the journey. We know that this world is not how it's supposed to be. It's not the way that God created it to be or what he intended for his people. You look around and you see fear and hatred and poverty and illness. And we know that this world is just a shadow of the glory that is to come. And it's right that our hearts should long for something better, that we cry and weep when we see sadness and destruction around us, that we long for justice and righteousness, that we're unsatisfied by the pain and brokenness of this world. But because of Christ, that we know what we see before us is not the end, that we were created for something better, and that one day Christ will return and make all things right again. But until that day, our hearts long for what should be. And during Advent especially, we recognize this longing. There's power in naming this desire and recognizing the difficulty in waiting for something good to come. That our hearts will not be complete there until they are complete in God. That every day we long for joy and peace and love to reign. We get to be a part of bringing those good gifts into this world, but we'll never see them in the full until Christ returns again. So this day, and this day especially, we live into this waiting. We embrace the journey before us. We continue to follow the star that will lead us once again to our coming King. And in doing this, in naming the pain we feel, we find hope, even when the world around us falls into despair. Think of how difficult this past year has been for so many of us. Death and loss and illness and heartbreak, uncertainty and fear. And yet even while the world around us feels hopeless, even if we find ourselves slipping into darkness, the text this morning reminds us that the light is dawning. Isaiah proclaims that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. What incredible news that for even those living in the darkest of circumstances, that the light is breaking through, that the new day is shining, that there is no stopping God's love. We, like the Israelites before us, have seen the pains of this world. We've longed for something better. The day is finally coming where God will bless his people and that we will rejoice in his good news. The scriptures talk about celebrating like a people who celebrate the harvest, or rejoicing like a people at war finally finding peace. For God has shattered the yoke of oppression and freed us from the pains and injustices that we feel. And we know a day is coming where this promise will come true. Isaiah prophesies about a coming Savior, saying, "For unto us a child is born, a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." Oh, how we long for that day. This is what we're waiting for our Prince of Peace to come rule this earth. And this is what God has promised us, that a child king will be born and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. With him, he will bring an end to all the pain and suffering that we feel. He brings hope to the hopeless, rest to the weary, salvation to the sinner. We saw the very beginning of that promise being fulfilled with the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago. We saw God's kingdom spreading as Jesus preached the good news and healed and did great miracles and welcomed the least of those among the people and stood up for what was right in a world that was overcome by darkness. In Jesus' life and in the Gospels, we see God's love triumph over evil. And yet, we know that work is not yet finished. But the promise for us today is that God will come again and make all things right. That one day there will be a time where pain and suffering are no more, and peace and justice will reign. On Christmas morning, the light has dawned. Darkness has begun to be overtaken by the dawn. And yet Advent reminds us that there is still more to come, that we're still on this journey, but that one day soon, God's light will shine as bright as noonday. A day will come when darkness will cease to exist and only God's love will remain. So when it feels like you're being overwhelmed by the pains of this world, overcome by darkness, fear not. In Christ, we have the promise that God's kingdom is coming, that the light is already triumphed over darkness. Just as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, God's love will prevail. So the next time you find yourself losing hope, I encourage you to look up. Follow the star that leads us to Christ. Join on this journey that so many have undertaken before us. Discover anew the hope that was born on Christmas morning. Let us pray. God, it is so hard sometimes to wait, especially for the things that our hearts long for the most. You know our broken hearts, the aches and pains of our bodies. God, the cries of our soul for justice to reign. We ask that your light would break in, God, that you would overcome the darkness, that you would fill our hearts and our world with your love, that you would help us day by day to wait for your coming. In your name we pray. Amen.